such a joyful day. It's so wonderful to be celebrating this time with all of you. And I've been reflecting this week on how many paradoxes there exist in the Bible. If you don't know what a paradox is, it's simply a contradictory statement that when you dig a little, you find that it's actually true. And the Bible's full of different paradoxes. And I just want to share this morning, as the communion emblems are being passed, three paradoxes with you. One of them is, we gain strength when we are weak. 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong. We discover in our weaknesses a strength that comes from Christ alone when we go through difficulties. The second is, we are exalted when we are humble. Luke 14:11 says, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. In other words, when we don't float our own boat, but rather we take a position or a posture of humility, we are exalted. And the last one that I want to share with you this morning is, we live by dying. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. And you'll find that scripture in Matthew 10, 39. There are so many paradoxes in the Bible. Jesus made lots of statements that were paradoxes, particularly in his Sermon on the Mount. But it's this last one that I've just mentioned. We live by dying, that we actually celebrate at Easter. 2 days ago, we reflected on the death of Jesus and what that means. And today, we celebrate his resurrection. Jesus' death and resurrection achieved many things, but one of the most profound things that it achieved was that he turned death on its head and disarmed its power. Usually, death is the finality of things. There is no more life. There's only total separation. There is loss. There is sorrow. But for believers, we celebrate that death no longer means that. This is why we are joyful. This is why we celebrate. Jesus took the sting out of death, and it will be the final enemy he will conquer when he returns, whereby we are promised there will be no more tears. 1 Corinthians 15:22 tells us, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. If we are in Christ, death is no longer our enemy, and we do not need to fear. Instead, we are being made alive through dying. It's so beautifully encapsulated when Jesus said these words, very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. As followers of Jesus, we are invited to follow our Master's footsteps. And we're invited into this constant process of death and resurrection. And in it, we find true life. When we are baptized, we are participating in the death and resurrection of Christ. Our old life is washed away as we go under the waters, and our new life emerges as we come out in Christ. And so it is right now as we partake in the Lord's Supper. We are remembering Jesus' death, but we're also invited to participate in the benefits that his death brings, and that is new life. Jesus said, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. So as we hold the emblems that represent his broken body and his blood shed, let us reflect on Jesus' death and the life that that brings. And let us also take a moment to review, am I living by dying? Let's bow in a time of reflection.